Hello, friends. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma from New York. Really excited to be here. Welcome to the National Business Builder Call, and really looking forward to spending 30 minutes or so with you here tonight to talk about a way that we all can grow our businesses going into the holidays and heading into January and after simulcast with some momentum. I have a couple of, if you have a pen and paper, you want to jot a couple of things down. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you ideas that might be slightly different or from a different angle or perspective than usual, and maybe a couple of words and ways to approach people. Last week, we started to do it, and then we had a problem with technology, so I told Brian I would do it again. And so here we go. And basically, right about now, it's getting to that point pretty soon where it becomes, over the next, you know, week or so, people are shopping and people are planning, and sometimes it becomes difficult to reach out to people and to schedule a time to show them the business, whether it's on the phone or whether it's online. You know, it just becomes a little bit more difficult to actually nail people down for an appointment. But there is something that you can do, and some of you might do this 5 or 10 times. Some of you might not do it. Some of you might do this hundreds of times and take advantage of this, but it's a really powerful, simple technique that you can use to leverage the holidays as an opportunity to expand your world and to make your sphere of influence wider, broader, richer, and deeper. And all those things give you opportunities to share the business more. So, pretty simple as this. It's, you have a whole bunch of people that you've shown the business to that maybe you haven't been in touch with. And a lot of, if you're like me, there are some of those people that you wish you did a little bit of a better job staying in touch with. Well, now's your time during the holidays to actually, instead of asking something from them, you can, you know, reach out and say hello to them. You can welcome, give them a, you know, warm wishes for the holidays and whatnot. But more than that, there's also the opportunity to reach out to people that you that are on your list that you haven't shown the business to. Maybe you started to have a conversation with them. They haven't seen the full presentation. Maybe they know you're an ambit. Maybe they don't. But maybe you've been afraid to show them the business just because you prejudged them and just assume that they wouldn't be interested in the business, which is fine. I mean, I think everyone does that to a certain extent. We shouldn't and we don't want to, but I think we're all guilty to a certain extent. So here's something that you can do that works, because what you're going to be doing is initially not trying to talk to them about the business. It's, so the holidays give us an opportunity and an excuse to reach out to people and to build a closer relationship with them. And it should be authentic, and these should be people that you would be willing to have this kind of conversation with without the underlying agenda of needing them for your business. Because, you know, we should be surrounding ourselves with people that we want in our life and in our business anyway. If you don't like someone, you shouldn't be, you know, showing them the business. If you don't want them around your family, if you don't trust them, if you don't like them, if there's something, then, you know, why do you want them around in your sphere of influence anyway? You should be, your aim should be to be the best person you can be and to have the best, strongest, richest, smartest, most virtuous people in your sphere of influence as possible. And to keep them closer to you, here's what you can do. Pretty simple. So what you want to do is you want to just get a list of people that you have that you haven't been in touch with, and you want to say something like this. You know, Cindy, how are you doing? And you can text, you can Facebook Messenger or whatnot, and just say, how are you doing? I hope everything's going well. One of my goals for 2022 is to stay in touch with people more often, especially great people like you. I just wanted to wish you and your family a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, or whatever is appropriate. Now, you want to make it personalized, and you want to make it real, like authentic. So you might want to say, hi, Cindy, how are you doing? Everything's great on my end. Our family's good. Just wanted to reach out and say hello and wish you a happy holiday, because one of my goals for 2022 is to stay in touch with great people like you. You know, I've always enjoyed our time together, or something simple. You don't have to do it over, be it, make it authentic. You know, if it's too sappy, and then don't be, just be direct and straightforward, and just say, I hope you're doing well. I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday or a Merry Christmas. This upcoming year, I want to do better at reaching, at staying in touch with the people that I have the most respect for, the people that I care about, or my friends and family and whatnot. Okay. And simply by creating a template that works, that's when I say it works, a template that similar to that, that is in your language, that's authentic. What you can do then, then all you have to do is copy and paste and put that into a text message. I guarantee all of us, if you're listening to me now or if you're listening to this recording, you probably have a lot of people, lots and lots of people that you could send this message to. And so, the whole idea behind this is to tee up a bunch of messages. And you know, for some of you, maybe this week you wouldn't have done anything. So if you send this message to three people, I'm not going to judge. Everyone has different situations in their life. Some of you might do 30, or some might do 300. But you can simply take a message like that, and then just change the name, copy and paste, and put it in the body of the text, and just put the name John, Susie, Mary, right? And then what I would suggest you do is don't send them, because if your phone is like mine, you can probably put the text message together without send, go to the next text message, go to the next person, go to the next person, go to the next person. Now, what I would suggest you do is set a goal, and I'm not going to judge anyone, and I hope you don't judge me, because the whole idea here is for us to get what we want out of the business, and we all ultimately get what we want out of the business. And the reason why I say that is because what you're willing to do is an indication of what you're expecting to get. The price you're paying tells you the prize you're waiting for, right? The price you're willing to pay demonstrates the prize you're waiting to claim. And it's one of my favorite things to remind myself of, and because it helps me think about the relationships I have with people in my business and in my life. And because ultimately, when you see people paying a big price and making huge sacrifices, it's because they expect something larger than that on the other end, or there's a reason that investment is important to them. So we have to find it within ourselves to see what is it that motivates us to do more. And it could be, like I said, if you were going to do nothing, I hope this tangible, specific advice with a couple of tips might help you go from zero activity to maybe two or three or five text messages. Some of you are already in motion. Maybe it'll bring you from a little bit to a little bit more, you know. And if you're rocking this thing, and things are happening significantly for you, you've got momentum, then you can probably be a little bit more effective with some of the things I'm about to share with you, and you can help a few people on your team that are maybe not maximizing their sphere of influence, and you can do it this way. So again, what you're going to do simply is tee up a whole bunch of messages, and what I would suggest is picking a number of people that you feel comfortable, a realistic goal. So that's up to you. And that's why I said in the beginning, you're the only one who can determine that. If you haven't done anything in the last month or two, and you have a busy week coming up, setting a goal for to send this out to 500 people might discourage you, and you might not do anything. So you know what's real for you, and you don't have to impress anyone else or do anything for it. Just in your own quiet voice right now, what ambient energy is important for you because you're on this call. So what are you going to do about it over the next couple of days, over the next week? How many people? I want you to think of that number, and I want you to write it down if you can. If not, I want you to think just for the next few seconds, how many people will you send this message to? People you haven't spoken to, people that you've lost touch with, people that you've been afraid to show the business to. There's more to it. I'm going to continue with a couple of other thoughts on the back end, but I just want to drive home the point that a goal is important. And it could be a small goal, but you'll feel like you accomplished something if you say, okay, I'm going to reach out to 10 people by the end of the week. And then maybe next week I can, I might have a little more time and I can send 50 text messages. But it's up to you. That's and the reason why I say don't send them, don't do click and send and send and send, because some people might reply and then all of a sudden you get a sense of accomplishment and you may not have reached your number goal. So you want to reach your number goal by not sending the messages until you have them all teed up. You can do them in batches, but you want to get them all set up. And maybe on Monday you'll do, 5 or 10 or 20, and the next day you're going to do more. That's fine. But set a specific goal and then do that. And it's, again, the message is pretty simple. It's something like this. Hey, John, how you doing? Everything's good on my end. It's been a while. I hope you're doing well. Just wanted to reach out and wish you and your family a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, or whatever works. One of my goals for 2022 is to stay in touch with people better, especially great people like you. This message works. I've done these messages. I've had friends on my team and Crossline that have sent a message similar to this, and it's great. And when I say it works, is it does what it's supposed to do. It locates the people that are receptive to a touch. And the people that are going to respond back. Even if you haven't spoken to them in a while, you're going to get a message that says, Jay, thank you so much for thinking of me. That's really nice. That's a great goal. Or, hey, I'm happy you reached out. I wish you a happy holiday as well. Merry Christmas. Some people go a little farther. You'll find a percentage of people are going to say, oh, that's great. Let's get together in the new year. And their scheduling plan, you don't even have to book a one-on-one with them because they're going to book it for you. And then you're going to find some that don't respond. That's okay. You can follow up with them. You'll have your list of people that you reached out to. But you will find that a percentage of them respond to the touch, and you'll be like, wow, that was really nice that they responded. Okay, great. So, am I back on? Yes, great. I'm back.
Great, thank you. I cannot believe it bounced me off again. So, anyway,
here's what you're going to do. You're going to tee up a whole bunch of people. You're going to set a specific goal for yourself, right? This is fun because now you have a reason to reach out to people. I find a lot of us don't reach out to people because we don't have a reason. We don't have a specific way. We're awkward. We're uncomfortable. We don't really. So sometimes you just need a little help. And that's what I'm here to do. Just give you a couple of words, an idea. You're going to say, hey, hope you're doing well. Just wanted to reach out because one of my goals for 2022 is to stay in touch with people more often, just like you. I've always respected you and your family. And I hope everything's going great. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. That's it. Okay, you don't have to go back and talk business right away. You can if you want, but you don't have to. Here's why. Because what you're going to do is we're going to use simulcast as a follow-up. And I'm going to give you a way to talk about simulcast in a way that's different, okay? Because if they don't know you're an ambient energy and they respond back to you, right, it's opening a door where maybe right before Christmas, or maybe on January 2nd, you can send them another message. And you already found out from them, you already told them that you're trying to stay in touch with them better, right? So January 2nd, you can reach out to them again and say, hey, how are your holidays? I hope everything's great. And they're going to reach back to you and say, everything was great. Because you already know 20 out of the 50 or 100 out of 225 or whatever your number is responding in kind and saying, that's so nice to hear from you. I like your sentiment. Maybe not in those exact words, but you understand what I'm saying. Here's what happens. You can, right after the holiday, you can use simulcast and say something like this. You can say, hey, how was your holiday? How was Christmas and all that? And they'll say, oh, it was great. That's great. So then you might want to say something like this. Hey, John, On January 15th, I'm going to be a part of a virtual event. It's an invite-only virtual event with some of the top entrepreneurs in the country. I might want to invite you to this. Can we chat for 15 or 20 minutes so I can fill you in on what I'm doing? Right? So now you're using an event as a prospecting tool, just in the language. You're just saying something like this. Hey, John. Hey, Susie. On January 15th, I'm a part of an invite-only virtual event, and I'd love to invite, you know, or I might want to invite you to it. Not I'd love to. I got a little excited. The whole point is I might want to invite you to it, right? And by doing that, you could say I love it. I'd love to invite you to it. It depends on the relationship, but I always want to be a step less than where they want me to be, right? So I would, if they expect me to be on notch 8, I'm on notch 7. I'm a little bit cooler and a little bit more reserved, and I want them leaning towards me. See, if you're too excited and you push forward, it's a prospecting secret. It's sort of like meeting someone in a gas station and somebody says, I'm an accountant. If you say, oh, you're an accountant, what a great career. That's awesome. I know a lot of people, that's a great career. Then they tell you why they don't like their career. Right. So, but if you tell them, you know, oh, accounting, oh, it's a lot of hours. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. I work with a lot of people that so much more excited about what I'm doing than accounting. You insulted the person. You pushed them away from you. So in that same way, what you're going to do here is create an anticipation and an edification of an event that they don't even know what they might qualify for. And what that also does is it makes it easier for them to opt into and say yes to what you're asking for, because you're not asking them to be a part of the event. You're asking them for 20 minutes. Using the event and the mystique of it to a certain extent, the curiosity of it. And you're using that, and very simply, your follow-up can, and you can do this all in one fell swoop if you want. You can go right for the jugular and tell people, hey, what are you doing? Just want to let you know. I hope you have a great holiday. Just want to also let you know that on January 15th, I'm a part of an invite-only virtual event with some of the top entrepreneurs in the country. So if I don't reach out to you by January 2nd, please call me, because I might want to invite you to that. Okay? So what you're doing is, and they're going to say, well, what's it all about? Say, well, let's get on the phone together. And that's when you schedule a one-on-one. Well, I need you on the phone. I need about 20 minutes of your time, undivided attention, all that stuff. I'm not going to get into how you schedule things, fine, because if you're new, there are ways that you can be a little bit more effective. Don't be overly concerned about it if you're new. This, you know, just because realize you can't do it wrong for the right person, and you can't do it right for the wrong person. And the bottom line is we're looking for lookers, and the more people that you can build a relationship with, bridge a gap between somebody being sort of interested and being informed to them being enrolled and excited, right? Interest, information comes first, and then enrolled and excitement comes after. But to increase the likelihood that you have opportunities for that, what you want to do is just use the holiday as a leverage to increase your sphere of influence, to make your world richer. And here's the good news. This is not about, you know, ambient energy should enrich your life. This should help your business. This should help people on your team. But here's the point. If nobody got in your business, but you sent out a bunch of messages and you have new friends, isn't your life better off anyway? People that maybe you haven't been in touch with, that you just didn't find there was no reason or excuse to reach out to them. It was awkward. I haven't spoken to you in 2 or 3 years, but, you know, I really like this person, or what do I do? Hi, how are you? I like you. I haven't seen, you know, sometimes it's uncomfortable for us, and I get that. So right now we have a window of time in the next 2 weeks to leave a message for people that allows them to opt in. My best description is it allows them to opt into a closer relationship with you, a closer connection with you. And some people, you know, might do this with, if you do this with two people and you weren't going to do anything this week, that's a win. If, you know, so I want you to think about what you were going to do this week or next week. And I hope this makes you do a little bit more. So the whole key is to use the holiday as an opportunity to increase your sphere of influence. And by doing that, you're going to increase the opportunities that you have to share the business. And the steps are simple. It's simply to repeat. You're going to reach out to a person. Hey, John, how are you doing? I hope everything's great. Everything's good on my end. What are you doing for the holidays? You know, I haven't spoken to you in a while. And one of the things I want to do this year is stay in touch with my friends better. I want to be better at staying in touch with people that I care about, or better at staying in touch with people that I've friends and family, you know, or staying in touch with friends and family. There's different ways to word it that are comfortable for you. And that's it. Just want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. You're just giving something. You're just touching base with them, because so many, I find a lot of us, our lives have shrunk, especially over the last year and a half or so, because of COVID, our lives have shrunk and we've become internal. Our connections have become less, and also less, we're less connected with, and with less people. So this is a chance right now to blow the doors open and to pick a number in your head, okay, that's realistic for you. Some of you listening now or listening to the recording might be really motivated right now to blow this thing up. Well, this is your chance. All you've got to do is set up a text message like this, tee it up, and pick a large number. And that number is going to be different for every one of you. Some, like I said, somebody will be 5, some will be 50, and some will be 500. I hope, I would love, you know, if somebody did 500. I know that's not my number this week, but I have a number for me, and that's between me and me. And, you know, I've already sent messages out like this, and I'm going to send my number out over the next several days. What's your number? Be realistic and think of it as a chance to connect with people that you haven't connected with. Think of it as a way to give, to just reach people and bring them closer to you, because maybe they've slipped away because of our habits of not staying in touch with people. Now, ultimately the goal is to enrich your life, yes, but as Ambit Consultants, we want to expand our business and expand our team. So what you can do is use the people that reach out to you, that respond in kind, that text you back, are the people that should be on the top of your list, that you can say to them, hey, I might want to get you a ticket to an invite-only virtual event with some of the top entrepreneurs in the country. When can we get 20 minutes together on the phone so I can fill you in on what I'm doing? I'm trying to network with the best people I know. I'd love to fill you in. Maybe I can get you a ticket to this invite-only event online, but let's make sure we get some phone time together before January 15th. That's it. That's how we can use the holidays. You know, happy holiday. What are some of your goals for the, you know, that you can follow up with? Do you have any New Year's resolutions? And you wait for the people to reply back to you, but you're looking for a touch. You can touch them, say hello, and by doing that, you're going to find out the ones that want to connect with you back. So I hope this is helpful. You know, I wanted to sort of keep it to 25 or 30 minutes, but, you know, in closing, I just think that a lot of us have far more potential than we are operating in. And there are moments and times when we can break through monotony, break through to a higher level. and we can give ourselves permission to do it. And sometimes it takes timing of, you know, there's outside things happening in our lives that make it more conducive for that. And I think right now, even though a lot of people slow down or no down, or they go to no down, right? So they go almost to zero at this time. And it doesn't have to be that. You can use this time to leverage and multiply your sphere of influence and give yourself an opportunity to enrich your sphere of influence and give you a lot more people to potentially show the plan to. And so I hope this is a little bit of a different, you know, just a unique twist or a way to connect with people. I hope it was encouraging for you and that you use it to some extent. That's the only thing that I would ask. I'm not going to judge. Just like you don't judge me, I won't judge you. And some of you, you know, have limitations for whatever reasons, right? But all I'm going to say is, would be faithful and honest and true to yourself and set a goal. And if it's three people, it's three. Maybe those are three people you wouldn't have reached out to. If it's 30, great. If it's 300, great. That's awesome. And if anyone feels like sharing some success stories with me, I would love to hear it. But that being the case, I think that's good for Sunday night here. You know, listen, I've been around this thing for a long time. I love you guys. A lot of the people on the call here, we haven't met, I look forward to meeting you and just trying to add value to your life, because I have gained so much value from the leaders and the friends and my Ambit family that I have. It's just given me so much in my life. And so I am so thankful to God, and I'm so thankful for you. And I hope that we can support each other and grow and do everything we can to be as successful as we can, so we can help each other. And hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. Give me 5 seconds. I'm going to unmute the lines, and I'm going to say goodnight, but let me just unmute the lines here. 1 second.